All systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yellick, alongside Dustin Pastula.
Yo. What's up?
As we get set for the playoffs wild card weekend, thank God, because that last weekend was just brutal football. It was brutal viewing for all the football fans out there. So, good riddance. Regular season's over. Now it's time for the real football teams out there. And I'm scratching my head because I don't think the Eagles are one of those teams. But we'll get to that. We have a lot to get to tonight.
Sudfeld is the next best thing.
It's the only place to hear real football talk. We have NFL Wild Card Weekend is here. We have all the very latest news for you coming up. The first show of 2018 is going to be a memorable one tonight. All right. Breaking down the NFL Wild Card Weekend. And I'm going to tell you what team's going to shock the world this weekend. All right. Then there'll be another team out there that's going to disappoint and show they're just not ready for prime time. We'll have Titans Chiefs preview, Falcons Ravens, Rams, Bills Jaguars, and Panthers Saints. Plus, John Gruden's coming back, huh?
Yay!
He's coming back. What other former NFL coach will also be returning? This one's going to surprise you.
John Madden. Okay.
How far can Nick Foles take the Eagles? I'm going to tell you why I have zero faith.
2 weeks.
Zero in Nick Foles doing anything positive in the playoffs. And are the Vikings on their way to the Super Bowl? We'll tell you why you should not count on it. Teams will give the Patriots a run for their money, and it's not the Steelers. All right, there's a news flash for you. This and the latest breaking NFL news all around the league, and we want your opinions on the playoffs and what you think will happen. Want to join the conversation? Give your thoughts? 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. Rob Guarino will also join the program. He's going to be coming on at 9:30 tonight to discuss the weather that may help or hurt the Eagles' chances in Philly throughout the playoffs. And some late breakers right now. The weather, and he has actually put a note out to me. I'm actually thinking of, what's going to happen tomorrow? Because now it suddenly looked like, you know, some snow flurries, snow showers, now has turned a little more ominous. And now
really?
We are looking at potential of 3 to 6 inches of snow tomorrow.
Ooh, shoveling.
So, now I'm like, I don't know. Well, it's interesting because we go from nothing to 6 inches of snow.
Well, honestly, the past few
have outperformed
storms
yeah.
that we've had. They're like, oh, dusting to an inch, boom, 5 inches on the ground when you wake up.
Yeah.
You know, so...
They've
been undershooting it all winter so far. So.
Yeah. So Rob's going to talk about what the latest is, the very latest. You want to stay tuned. So it's 9:30. He's going to have the up-to-date models, and there's new models that come out at 8:30 and 9 o'clock. So as of right now. So he'll have all the data that's just come in, and we're going to see. He even said there might be a chance they might have to up it even more. So right now, Cali area, tomorrow morning, right around 4 a.m. and going all the way until 5, 6 o'clock in the evening tomorrow. So tomorrow might be a snow day for all you viewers out there. And, it looks like it could be white. What's also not going to be white, however, was a Black Monday in the NFL. And we're going to get to that. A Black Monday in the NFL, and that was 5 coaches have been fired. Now, the thing I want to talk about is why has Marvin Lewis – gotten another 2-year deal. Damn it. This guy has 9, he has 18 lives.
He's the greatest coach alive.
0-7 in the playoffs. The only coach who is 0-7 in the playoffs and able to just maintain this. He's been in the league since 2003. The second longest tenured head coach next to Bill Belichick going on in the NFL. And yeah, so looks like Marvin Lewis is staying. Originally he was you know, he was gone. But we'll get to all that. We're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. And you know, that's what we're gonna do. So we're right. Taking your calls right now up until the 10 o'clock hour. Let's go to line number 1. What is your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, guys? It's Derek from Akunji. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Derek. How you doing, man?
Hello, Derek.
Doing pretty good. Been a little ill, but I'm getting there.
You've been ill.
It's been a long week, long weekend.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people that have been sick, Derek. Strep throat season.
That's exactly what it is, man. I was holed up all weekend just watching football.
Oh, man. Awful. That's awful. But, listen, we hope you get well. And we also hope the Eagles get well, because that dismal performance on New Year's Eve, which was probably one that either whoever saw it probably forgot about it, and the people that didn't see it, just be glad you didn't see it. So.
Oh, I didn't forget about it. I watched it instead of watching the Redskins game, by the way.
Oh, why?
It was sad. Well, because the Redskins weren't on and I wasn't feeling well, so I wasn't going to the bar.
Yeah, it was funny.
And I'm glad that I did watch, because Nick Foles played like garbage.
Yeah, he's garbage. I mean, I've been saying it all year. If this team has to rely on Nick Foles, we're done. And we're come on, like Nick Foles. You're going to give me Nick Foles. Looks like I said, he looks like a drunk giraffe, and he cannot play quarterback to save his life. It's not 2013 anymore, people. So I'd love for somebody to come on here and say that Nick Foles actually gives his team a shot, because he doesn't.
Well, Sudfeld had a 22-yard run.
Stop with Nate Sudfeld. Like, this whole thing is just ridiculous as it is.
Above 50% completion in the game, 16-23, you know? The next best thing.
I'm sure Derek loves it, though. I really, I mean.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, yeah. Sudfeld played better than Nick Foles, and, you know, you might want to go with him in your divisional game. That might give you a real fighting chance instead of playing with Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, are you, hold on, are you insane? Are you viably insane right now? Why would you go?
Well, I can ask my wife. She's a certified therapist. She might be able to tell you.
Good. Well, then maybe she can prescribe you something, because you're off the chain. What do you mean? Go with a rookie who's never started an NFL game in his life? I mean, this is the playoffs. We're not playing the Bears and the Browns.
Playoffs.
We're playing an actual team.
Playoffs.
So are you telling me you're a Nick Foles fan?
Listen, I'm saying we're done. I've been saying that since Carson went out. We're done.
No, Derek, when we go off the air, all this guy talks about is Nick Foles. He's all about it.
Stop.
I bet he's the one that paid for that billboard up in Scranton. He was so Nick Foles happy during Christmas season.
Get out! Get out!
Ridiculous.
I am pissed off.
Right, exactly. I am. I'm pissed off. Like, I don't know how anybody can sit here and tell me, anyone who wants to make just a stance of that Nick Foles can win you a game. I'm sorry, he can't. And then people like Derek, people like Rob, the Minnesota, people like Sean from Pine Hill, those people call in and say, oh, how you doing tonight? Like, they don't know I'm doing shitty. Damn football team, put me this way.
I don't think they do that before they call.
I've actually just taken more pride in watching the Eagles, because I know my team sucks and I'm not going to be mad about it. And since I live up here, like, I've enjoyed the downfall. Like, I watch the games with pride and happiness.
Well, that must be a sad situation for you, Derek, that your team sucks so much that you have to put yourself in the misery of the Eagles fans, and just get so much pride out of watching the Eagles just crumble because they don't have their star quarterback. Well, guess what, Derek? And I'll say this, and I'll say this right now.
Derek.
I'm serious with this, too. The date is 2018 now. Carson Wentz will be back this year. And when he is, guess what? Watch out, because the Eagles will be in this division And guess what? So will you. So you will be getting your behind kicked for the next 10 years because Carson Wentz will be the quarterback here.
That's right. Next season.
For the next 10 years, huh? That's quite a bold prediction.
Oh, no, it's not.
That is
bold. Dustin, write it down. January 3rd, 2018.
Derek, I'm writing it right now, Derek.
Because unlike your football team, we actually have a quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
Unlike you, who you don't even know if Kirk Cousins. Please have fun with that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think he wants to play for the Redskins. I really don't.
So then what? Colt McCoy.
Like, can you blame him though? Our ownership and our front office is so messed up. Like, I don't understand why anyone would want to be part of that franchise right now.
So Colt McCoy time. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's put it all on his back. Colt McCoy can put the team on his back. Don't you remember, like, 2005 Texas? He was awesome. We're going to live and die on that.
I do remember that, but you're not serious with that.
No, I'm not serious. We need to keep Kirk Cousins, but I don't think he wants to play for the Redskins, and Dan Snyder was too much of a cheapskate to pay him what he needed to pay him, and now he's not going to be able to afford him.
So, the Redskins are going to be 7-9 for the next 5 years, is what you're saying?
Hey, I think you've heard this one before. We're going to go 4-12 or worse.
You know what? You know what you guys should do. You guys should really think about getting Nate Sudfeld from the Eagles.
Stop! Will you stop?
He's going to be a franchise quarterback.
Stop! You're feeding into.
He's the next Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. 10 years from now, Nate Sudfeld will be a franchise quarterback. You heard it here, January 3rd, 2018.
Wait! Can I just make a point? What? Look at me. What? Say anything about Nate Sudfeld? Where is this Nate Sudfeld thing coming from?
I'm just trying to promote Nate Sudfeld.
Why?
He had a 22-yard run.
Derek, I really don't know what to say.
My wife wanted me to tell you something. She said she's concerned about your blood pressure because you're so intense about all this stuff, and she thinks you should get some blood pressure medication.
What? I agree with Derek's wife. She sounds like a smart woman.
Yeah. You know what? She might be wrong, actually.
No, she's probably not wrong, to be honest.
No. She might be right. So
I mean, you should see this guy's face when he's talking to you. It's like watching Ric Flair scream in the ring. Like, I don't know. He makes Ric Flair look like he's a pale face when he's yelling for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's great. Oh,
wow. Like tomato.
I don't know where the Ric Flair comment came from, but listen.
Your face gets so red. Every time
because
he
I get
screams,
mad.
He's having a heart attack.
Because I get mad.
I know, and I'm afraid. My CPR certification ran out. I don't know if I can help you.
Oh. I think he's been listening to those Andy Reid playbacks too much, like channeling Andy Reid with that old tomato face.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Derek,
good thing you didn't get new ones of those. Good thing. Hello.
I know. You've been playing the same four all season. That's a new one.
After the Eagles. I won't even know. All right, so, Derek, let me break it down to you since you have no more crappy Redskins to talk about. Yeah, well, this show's off the rails and it's 15 minutes in.
Great.
It is great. Give me. I want to get your honest opinion. Is there any chance that the Eagles can win a playoff game against either of those three teams, the Saints, the Falcons, or the Panthers?
You could lie a little bit too. If you want.
Are you serious? You're counting the Rams out already?
No, because that's the three we would play in the first round.
Oh, right. Anyway, no, you guys are going to lose. 99% confident about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
not if.
All right, I've had enough. Hate myself. I'm muting your mic, by the way.
Dude, it's coming to you all night.
Oh, okay. All right, so basically.
It sounds better than it has the past couple weeks.
Oh my God, what? I don't understand. Why is it Nate Sudfeld? I didn't say anything about him. I don't know where this is coming from, but all right. Listen,
it's coming from the fact that he played this past weekend.
So
that's
basically, Derek is saying
kind of circumcising the mosquito
to actually win the game against either the Panthers.
Well, then there's a chance because I've done that before.
I want me some glory hole.
All right.
Jerry's excited tonight. Took him some Viagra.
Yeah.
There he is,
yeah,
Robbie G.
That's not even.
That's not true.
Right, exactly.
It's not true. But yeah. I was wondering why the other one came up because that didn't make any sense.
All right, Derek. But hey, listen. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy this NFL wild card weekend. Which, who are you rooting for, by the way? Do you have a team or don't you really care?
Jaguars.
Oh no, I got. If I may, I have my picks. I'm feeling really confident about this, by the way. Like, you people listening to the show should put money on this.
Oh, God.
Do it, Derek. I'm going to write it down.
You ready? Dustin, first game.
What's that?
Titans beat the Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah. See?
20-17.
That's why he's my favorite. And because his wife knows what kind of medication he needs.
All right. That's a... All right. Get on with it. What's the score for that, Derek?
20-17, Titans.
I like it. Of course, yeah, duh.
The Rams beat the Falcons 34-28.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, what about the other one?
Jacksonville shits on Buffalo.
I agree with that.
30-7.
What did you say? 80-7?
30.
Oh.
And?
And Carolina beats New Orleans in a shootout 45-40.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
Wow. I would love that because that means we're not playing the Saints. That means we're actually playing. Wow.
Says the guy who's been saying for the past several shows that he's nervous about the Panthers. And now you're telling me you're happy if the
I'd Saints. Rather play the Panthers than the Saints with that crap quarterback.
But what about the revenge factor?
Shut up.
Now, I want you all to keep this in mind with my predictions, by the way.
Sure.
Halfway through my fantasy football season, I told everyone I was going to go 6-7 and make the playoffs and win the championship. And I did that, and I got the check today. It was beautiful.
Look at that. How much was it for?
Call me Champ Adamus.
That's a hard one. All
right. Derek,
are you up against it now? I've gone too high.
Listen, we are up against it, all right? And you have had way too much time on the program tonight. But, Derek, listen. Thank you for calling in. We will talk to you next week. And next week, we have an Eagles game to talk about. So, sure, you'll be thrilled to talk about that.
And thank your wife for the medical advice, by the way.
Yeah.
She heard you. She appreciates your gratitude. All right. Good night, guys.
All right. There he is.
Derek from McCungin.
No. He doesn't get one of those. Come on, man. We got Rob Garino coming up here at 9:30. He's going to talk about the latest snow, predicting definitely more than expected before. Listen, this morning I woke up and said snow flurries and snow showers tomorrow. Now it's saying 3 to 6 inches and potential for more.
I don't mind either.
I'm just saying.
I get annoyed with like above 12. I get it.
No, see, I'd rather have the big ones. I'm sick of this little 3 to 6 dinky inches. Like, no, all right already. I want a foot. All right. Let's just go to the next caller. Let's just go to line number 2.
Man.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Baby 9.
Baby 9.
There he is. Baby 9!
Yo. And I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida right now, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right, Baby Nod in Florida.
Yes, there he is. Baby Nod, what you doing in Florida?
I just said it.
Shit, man. Just, you know, came back for the holidays. Visit family. Work on some music stuff.
Nice.
The usual.
Are you obviously you're going to be watching the games this weekend, then you'll be watching Saturday night as your Saints take on the Rams. So how you feeling, man?
No, Saints take on the Rams. It's actually Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be watching that game.
He was looking at one thing and saying another. That's what actually.
Yeah, I do that often.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about your Saints?
Yo, I'm feeling real good about them. Obviously, you know what I mean, it's good that they're in the dome, division champs. You know what I mean? That's a good start. But they're getting back a lot of players at the right time. So should be good, man. We should be good.
Yeah. I gotta be honest.
We should be good. Yeah.
Listen, you know what I think about this Eagles team now that Foles is our quarterback. I think they're one and done. I think they're crap.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, and I know you probably wouldn't want to play the Saints either.
No, you're right. And I've said it at the top of the program. I said the one team I don't want to play is the Saints, followed by the Panthers.
Yeah, is the Saints.
I don't know. I mean, I think the Falcons would
Never know. They're like hot and cold.
Yeah,
they're hot and cold, man.
Scored 3 points or 30.
But Baby Nine, let me just say this, all right? And I'll be honest with you. And you even know this to be true. If Carson Wentz was our quarterback, we would crush you guys. But he's not. I got it.
Depending on where you play.
No, you be done, dude. Come on.
I think Wentz would. Listen.
Yeah, well, come on. I think Wentz would struggle in New Orleans in a playoff situation.
Now, listen, man. You got to understand. Drew Brees is – he just broke the single-season record again, and he has the record for, like, three seasons in NFL history. The best quarterback in the NFC right now is Drew Brees. He's the only one left. He's the only one left. And, yeah, I would prefer playing at home the whole playoffs. But, hey, you know what I mean? It's not going to happen. But it depends. If Carson Wentz was still playing, and you know what I mean, and we came up there, yeah, it probably could definitely go in your favor easily. But playing in the dome is totally different.
Well, you're not. I mean,
but hey, any given Sunday, man. It's any given Sunday, man. It could go either way. Like, you know, the Vikings could lose. You know what I mean? The Vikings could lose, and then like the Eagles could lose, and then a wild card team might end up hosting the Super Bowl. You know, you never know.
I agree.
You never know.
But that's the thing. I mean, Saints may have to, and I think
they may.
Shake out.
They may if they can stay healthy and consistent.
Well, here's the thing. I'm predicting
they may.
God, that's awful. Philly though, they have the Saints have one thing going for them, and that is that Nick Foles is their quarterback. So.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So it can easily lead, but it is going to be freezing cold up there.
So what?
It is going to be freezing cold up there. They don't really play that well when it's freezing.
Yeah, I know. And you know what?
Yeah.
Rain, snow, they don't play well.
But they don't play that well, but they do have that running game. You know what I mean? As long as that defense can create some turnovers, they should be good, man.
I hear you.
Their past couple have been held to under 100 yards, so if they don't get their act back together, then you might be struggling here. These Panthers.
That runoff, that running game got to go off.
Baby Nine, listen to this stat. The Saints,
what's
Falcons,
up?
Panthers in the playoffs, not playing at home, are 1-8.
Crazy.
1-8. It's crazy.
In playoffs.
However, here's the thing. That one game was when the Saints beat the Eagles.
Beat the Eagles,
against Nick Foles. So, pretty much to me.
Yeah, they beat the Eagles and then they went to Seattle. They went to Seattle and then they lost to Seattle.
But
that same season.
But they still beat the Eagles at the league. So that's where I'm like, well, but
the Eagles.
But that was a different Eagles team than it is now. You know what I mean? It was a totally different Eagles team.
It was.
Exactly. It was a completely different
team. It was, but guess what?
Yeah.
We had Deshaun
and this, remember, this. Yeah, you did.
I mean. Yeah. Okay. Well then, what's
but,
the problem
But look,
here?
this Eagles team now, this Eagles team now has like we sent like we traded a lot, like at least 3 or 4 players to the Eagles now. I know Sproles isn't playing, but you guys got a few players from the Saints. I know Malcolm Jenkins. You know what I mean? So it's a different Eagles team, you know what I mean? And I'm not just going to say that they're 100% garbage just because Wentz isn't there, you know? But I think they should be.
Momentum. You can say they don't have the same strength. You can say they're not going to the Super Bowl because they're not. Sure. But you can't say that.
But you never know.
Because of Carson Wentz not being there.
Yeah.
Because no, because if Carson Wentz was the reason why they're so good and only Carson Wentz, then they would have been good 2 years ago, too.
Yeah, you can't. Because remember, he's not the whole team, bro. Like, he is the quarterback, but they still got to play defense. They still got to play special teams.
So, okay. So you're going to pick the Eagles running game against the Saints? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I never said that. What I said is,
yeah, come on.
The argument is if the Eagles are complete garbage without Wentz. That's what you just said. That was your statement, and I'm refuting that. Baby nine. Let me tell you this too. You know what I think is funny? That I think
what?
If the Eagles knew how to actually call running plays, the Eagles running backs might be right there with the Saints running backs.
Right, yo.
They don't. They don't know how to call running plays. And they still throw that screen.
Their play calling. Their play calling has been like odd, like weird, like stupid.
You cannot put it in Nick Foles' hands. He will throw the game away.
Nah.
He has a
they got to get it out of his hands. Yeah, they got to get it out of his hands.
Nick Foles has a 1.9 passer rating when throwing the deep ball. When Carson Wentz was in, he had a 94.6 passer rating.
I don't even want to hear
that. The gigantic difference is outstanding. You need to keep the ball on the ground. You need to trust in your trio of running backs. And not only that, you need to give the running backs the freedom. You're calling these strict plays, and you're being too redundant. You're doing the same thing over and over again. The defense sees it before you even hike the ball. Like, it's you have to be more flexible. You have to be more diverse. You have to, I don't know.
And
you have to have somebody else calling the plays, I guess.
And baby
know.
Nine, and we're up to it, but I'm going to end it like this, all right? It seems like Nick Foles has gotten a connection going with Torrey Smith. And by God, I hope that stops because he flat out sucks. Torrey Smith is finished. He's done. He drops the ball. I mean, he had it in his chest and he drops it. Torrey Smith stinks.
And he dropped it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he stinks. So, Nick Foles, if you're going to get a connection with anyone, please, for the love of God, don't have it be Torrey Smith. That's all I'm going to say with that. Now, to the Saints and Panthers game on Sunday. What's your prediction for that?
I got 31-20.
Saints.
31-20.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Baby nine.
31-20.
Enjoy Florida, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll see you guys when I get back.
All right. There he is. There he is. Baby nine checking in from Florida. Listen, you cannot put it in Nick Foles' hands. He's going to throw it. He will throw it away.
Literally.
Literally
throw the game.
Yeah. All right. Guys, we're coming back after this. I mean, look, I'm trying to be positive. I really am. I just can't be positive. What confidence should I have right now? Really? Can you give me anything?
Oh, no.
We have a great defense. Yeah, great.
The best chance you have is to be pleasantly surprised. That's your best chance. You should have no confidence whatsoever.
Okay, good. I don't. So we'll be back after this. Pittsburgh Eastern Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your
trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition. All right, we got Werkheiser Electric. They are powered. They're powered right now by Integrity. They're also powered by Lights and Greenewalds, but that's a different story. Now, they got revolving coupons on the website, which is WerkheiserElectric.com. And if you speak of the coupon and you mention the code 1SPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric, first service call. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey, and they're servicing the Lehigh Valley and surrounding areas, of course. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser Electric. All right? They did it for Mike Yellick's house, which is Lights and Greenewald. Yeah, mine. For my house. I don't know why it says that. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, when you're trying to fix some cars, all right? I do it all the time. All right, yeah, just fixing random cars. You can go to family-owned and operated Daiku Auto Body. All right, from 1948, they've been operating. They have the state-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible. You're getting 90 days free. Takes 45 seconds to approve it. You go online, DaikuAutoBody.com. You're going to watch your car as it gets repaired. There's actually pictures of the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website.
I want me some glory hole.
At DaikuAutoBody.com. Daiku is your auto body specialist, and they're giving free estimates, by the way. Located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, you want to go, you want to drink some nice beer? You want to drink some beer? You go to get some light beer, and the original light beer, you're getting Miller Lite, baby. All right? It's Miller time. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack.
Speak so well.
All right. Check out Miller Lite. And when you go there, make sure you check out, Jesus, MillerLite.com. All my friends are here to take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. All right, we're back here on One Sports Talk.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
One Mike Yellick. I'm sorry. I'm Mike Yellick on One Sports Talk. Come on. Fired up here. It's ridiculous.
This fired up or fired down?
Like, fired down. I don't know. I'm pissed off, as Harry Mays would say. It's ridiculous. I really am. I'm pissed off because.
I am pissed off.
Yeah. This team had such high hopes. And now, it's like we went from high hopes to no hopes. I mean, really, we're at no hope. We have no hope. All right, we're gonna be giving you a Titans Chiefs preview, Falcons Rams, Bills Jags, Panthers Saints. But before we do, all right, let's just break down what's going on in the NFL coaching right now. Okay, excuse me. So. We have. I want to point this out. Some coaches that have been fired. John Fox from the Chicago Bears. The Bears parted ways with Fox after the team finished in the NFC North cellar for the third straight season under his guidance. Fox leaves Chicago with a 14-34 record over three seasons with the team. He's posted a 133-123 record over his career. Also, Jim Caldwell from the Lions. Yeah, about time they let that shrub go. He stinks. The Lions fired Caldwell a day after the team missed the playoffs for the second time in three seasons. The Lions finished the season at 9-7 for the second straight year. Following a promising 6-4 start, the Lions did what they usually do, and they finished 9-7. All right, Chuck Pagano from the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know why, but, like, I felt bad for him when he got fired.
Yeah.
He just looks like such a nice guy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. You can't coach.
I know. The Colts fired Pagano immediately after a 4-12 campaign. His worst mark in his 6 years as Indy's head coach. And the firing came shortly after the team's 22-13 win over the Houston Texans. Pagano posted a 53-43 record in Indianapolis. Okay. Ben McAdoo, and no shock here, the Giants fired McAdoo following a 2-10 start that saw the team briefly bench starting quarterback Eli Manning, which is dumb. McAdoo's firing comes less than two seasons into his tenure and just a year after helping guide Big Blue to a playoff berth in 2016. The 40-year-old finished with a 13-15 record as the Giants coach. He stinks. And how about this one? Jack Del Rio from the Oakland Raiders. I think we know where they're going with this one. But Del Rio told reporters after the game that the Raiders owner Mark Davis, who's in dope, relieved him of his duties following Oakland's 30-10 loss of the Los Angeles Chargers. The firing completes a stark turnaround from a playoff team. They were in the playoffs last year.
Playoffs?
2016, that brought plenty of optimism into this campaign. Bruce Arians of the Cardinals is also retiring in the wake of the Cardinals' 8-8 season, and also looks like Carson Palmer is retiring as well. So both of them
Carson
retiring.
Palmer.
Chuck Pagano and Bruce Arians both, you know, coached in at the Colts there for a little bit, and both exit this season. Also, the Dave Gettleman, the New York Giants hired him. Jerry Reese, they fired. General manager changing, Ted Thompson in Green Bay. Thompson is transitioning from general manager and director of football operations to senior advisor to football operations, so it seems like a demotion there.
Are there any coaches that are safe?
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
He's one of the best coaches.
Yeah. Having the time of his life. Vance Joseph is safe.
All right, thanks for that.
He is going to be having the time of his life here. I don't get this one. Hugh Jackson of the Cleveland Browns, despite falling to 1-wait, is this for real? Yes, it is. 1-31 in two seasons. That's his coaching record.
What?
1-31.
What?
In two seasons with the Browns, Jackson will be back with the team in 2018. Despite Hugh becoming only the second coach to helm a 0-16 team, Browns owner Jimmy Haslam said he's confident in Jackson. I don't think he has lost his magic, Haslam told the NFL Network's Adita Kigabala. Cutter also, the Tampa Bay Bucks, he's saying, and Jay Gruden in the Redskins. So that's kind of weird. Potential head coaching candidates, all right? There's some on here. We have the Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, who was with the Eagles, Eagles quarterback coach John DeFilippo, who I have – I'm not going to get into it. Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, the beard. I love that guy. Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, and, you know, Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. So basically all the Eagles staff. Vikings defensive coordinator George Edwards. I mean, it goes on and on. Eagles special teams Jim Bob Cooter of the Lions. I love that name. There's some others on here.
That's
but
really unfortunate.
I have also one I'm going to throw out here as well. This one, and obviously we know John Gruden. Yes, he's back. He's going to go, you know, he's with the Raiders, all right? Another one that's not being talked about. I have got it on good authority. Brian Billick, formerly of the Ravens. That's right.
Really?
Brian Billick may also be returning to the NFL in some coaching capacity in the 2018 season. You heard it here first. Brian Billick is going to be back, potentially.
Been?
Well, he's been announcing for NFL Network, and he's been with Fox. Brian Billick, though, a big name that's coming back. So Brian Billick will be glad to have you back, I guess. I don't know. Will it be? I guess. All right. So now that that's done, we got the NFL coaching carousel. Here's my thing. All right. Nick Foles, how far can he take the Eagles? Not far. I mean, really. You look at him.
Further than anybody else.
He just, no, well, yeah, because there is nobody else.
That's right.
I mean, I watched that game, painful as it was, and I'm looking and I'm like, God. We have so much. We have fallen so much from 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, this team was, I mean, we were really, it was an all-PA Super Bowl. I mentioned it many times. And then the Steelers lost that game. And, you know, you were like, uh-oh, maybe it's going to be the Patriots instead. And I think it will be, not the Steelers.
I hate that, too.
I know. I can't stand it. So Patriots, and then you were thinking, oh, maybe Patriots-Eagles rematch from 10. Carson Wentz got injured. And now it's going to be, dare I say it, but, oh, God, the Saints and the paint, or the Saints and the pain, and the Pats. The Saints and the Patriots.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Why? Oh. The Titans. They're not making
Well, no. Obviously, it's either like, the Patriots or the Steelers.
Yeah.
I just, look, I don't really care who's in the Super Bowl as long as it's not New England. I'm sick of it. Okay.
Like all of America.
I mean, honestly, good for them. I you know, I get it. Like,
yeah.
You know, when you got a good team, you got a good team. When you can buy the best players, you can buy the best players. What are you going to do?
It's just, I didn't think a month ago I'd be here again.
How long have you been an Eagles fan?
I know, but
you should be used to this kind of disappointment at the end of the season. It's like a thing for you guys. Like, it's the one thing you're consistently good at, is disappointing your fans at the end of the season. Like, that time, ever since I was a kid, I thought that's what the Eagles were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was their job. I thought they got paid extra, like a bonus at the end of the season if they disappoint all the fans.
So. I am out to get here.
You're not an Eagles fan anymore.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm announcing it here. The Eagles, regardless of who they play, will be one and done in the playoffs because Nick Foles is not able to get it done. Put your house on it. Put your mortgage. Bet everything. So basically, if the Eagles win, you're done. You have no house. But I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean,
remember when I told you earlier in the season not to do that?
Stop.
And if somebody did, they would have lost their house. Because
yeah.
Remember when I told you last season not to do that?
Because the Steelers, beat the Steelers. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
One game.
I'm going to tell you again, I wouldn't. I mean, you could be your ass.
I just have no hope. Like, I really don't. Nick Foles is a dope. He cannot play football.
Dope.
And like I said, I know you love when I call him this, but he's a drunk giraffe.
He cannot play football in
the NFL. He just doesn't even, like, you look at him and you're like, he doesn't even look like a quarterback. Like, it's done. It's over. Move on to next year. You know what? The way I look at it this way, and you can agree or disagree with me on this, but looking back at it, this year was so great, man.
That was a good year for you guys.
Yeah. Like, I was predicting this team to be 7-9, 8-8. And look at what they did. They should have, I mean, if they had
funny.
Carson Wentz,
it'd
be 14-2.
They
but
almost did.
You didn't say 14-2 at the beginning of the season.
I went from 13-3 to 14-2 halfway through the season.
All right. Let's just listen.
And look where they ended up at my first prediction.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Listen. All I'm saying is, this was a good year. All right. Carson Wentz, I got news for you. If he doesn't go down, we would have won the Super Bowl this year, or at least got there.
You would have got there.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you what, though, especially when it comes to, like, the wild card teams, I do like the, this is just general. You know, I kind of like the array of teams that are in there this year.
Okay.
Like, throw some weird stats out there. You have the Bills, the Rams, the Jags, the Titans, who are all on the list of, like, I think it's top 10, or maybe even they're in the top 8 of teams with the longest playoff drought.
Yeah.
The Bills, 17 years they've been in the playoffs.
You know what? I really
the Rams,
care,
12 years.
Well, I don't care
Jags,
about
9 years. Titans, 8 years. Like, you know, so you have, I like seeing new teams in there.
No, they had a damn drought. Get over it. Eagles never won a Super Bowl. I don't care about the damn Bills. All right? They can, oh, yay, we won a play. Yeah, we're going to the playoffs first time since 99. I don't care.
That's the difference.
I want to win a Super Bowl. I'm not here to just make the playoffs and get a cup of coffee.
Yes, but you are on a sports talk show, which is not.
No, this is One Eagles Talk.
Well, then you should change the name.
Good. Name changed. One Eagles Talk.
I don't think
welcome to One Eagles Talk.
It's an LLC. I think you have to do that.
That's too damn bad.
Okay.
Listen. All I'm saying was this was a damn good year, and guess what? We have our quarterback. We're going to be good for the next 10 years, as I said.
According to you, yeah.
No, we are.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is our quarterback. We have a franchise quarterback. We haven't had one since McNabb, and I'm feeling good. And next season, guess what?
And even then, I mean.
Well, yeah, I know. But really, though, I mean, even now we look at it, and next season we're going to get Wentz back, and we're going to make the playoffs. I'm thinking we're going to make the playoffs.
But will he do the same?
Yes. Stop. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, you know, am I, you know, oh, it sounds like you're conceding on the season. Yeah, I am, because come on, stop. Season, we were 13-3.
Very well.
What?
Concede way earlier than they usually do, or should.
No.
I mean, now they can, yeah. But normally, I mean, normally you're like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You guys go 1-4, you're like, oh, we're done, and then you
yeah.
make a playoff,
well,
and you're like, see, I knew we could do it.
13-3, this is a good year, successful year, Carson Wentz. We saw what we had in Carson Wentz.
Now
we know, we got our
sure,
answers.
Right. Now, before we get into, you know, other points.
Sure.
I'm going to throw this out there, maybe if anybody calls in, or if we can get any of the callers on the list, be talking about what we need to.
What?
Maybe this will influence you. These are, per NFL.com analysts, these are the percentages of all the teams in the playoffs and their chances of winning the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Obviously, Patriots are far ahead, 48.6% that they'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Second, you're not going to like this,
Steelers.
Vikings.
Shut up!
NFL.com, okay?
Yeah, good for
38.4% that the Vikings could win the Super Bowl. Next is Steelers at 31.6% that they can win the Super Bowl. Who do you think is fourth?
I don't know. Who?
The Eagles.
Shut
up! Even with Nick Foles.
Yeah,
NFL.com,
I say shut up to that.
Saying 26.5% chance that they can win the Super Bowl. Then after that, you have the Rams at 14%, Jags
what?
At 10%.
Come on.
Chiefs at 5%, Panthers
That's
at
5%, stupid.
Falcons at 3%, Bills at 2%, and my Titans coming in underdogs at 1.9% chance.
Because they stink. Yeah. I mean, all right, let's go to the phones. I can't. Eagles fourth on that. Come on.
Hey, yeah.
Stop.
Look at that.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line number three. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mike from Bethlehem.
Mike from Bethlehem. How you doing tonight, man?
Good. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Mike is doing what most Eagles fans do at the end of every season, which he's defeated. And
yeah, I'm just like, whatever. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah. Why are you shocked? Come on.
Because Mike,
yeah.
You know why. And it's the answer of, when we had Carson Wentz, this team, all PA Super Bowl, and you're a Steelers fan, you know. You heard it.
Yeah.
You were excited.
Yeah.
You were excited for this Eagles team being a Steelers fan because of Carson Wentz. And now it's just like, same. Yeah, here we go.
Again, you should.
I'll tell you what. Listen. Pretty much every team that's in this playoffs, for the majority of them, they've all suffered a bad loss of a player, Steelers included. We lost Shazier. We lost AB. We've lost others, but we're still in it. Injuries happen. This wasn't the year, but you got them for a long time. So cheer up. You got the best season since Donovan McNabb, like, I don't know what, 8 years ago, 10 years ago? When was the last time you had a season this good? And got a bye in the playoffs.
What does that do? Like, so instead of being in the playoffs for 1 week, we're in there for 2 weeks. Big deal.
Yeah. It's a win.
Mike, you're expecting
when
to look at the positives here. You're really expecting
exactly.
To look at the positives. You know, the tiniest, there's a 1.9% negative in anything, and that's the only thing he'll focus on.
Absolutely. Listen, 2 years ago when they drafted, the day they drafted him, if I would have told you that you would have finished last season the way you finished last season, you would have got rid of the coach, got a new coach, finished that season the way that season ended, you know, and then have this year get the bye week and be in the playoffs, you'd been ecstatic. If you did nothing else, you said, that's a win, and that means we're in the right trajectory. So just relax. It's not over. Miracles do happen. I'm still pulling for the Pennsylvania Super Bowl. I don't think Foles is as bad as he played in the last two games. I think it's just he's got that monkey on his back. He's got all of Philadelphia telling him he can't do it. The fan base is hurting your starting quarterback right now.
Well, he can't. Mike, he can't.
And, Mike, just so you know, I'm holding the videos of our show when we used to have it on YouTube where Mike Yelich, week after week, was supporting Nick Foles despite the team not.
I'd love to see
him.
Those videos. Yeah.
Hey.
But really, I mean, this guy,
YouTube Sports Talk.
Yeah.
YouTube Talk.
He's Mike, I look at it and I'm like,
2013.
How can he? Like, I just don't. I don't even see how he can throw for over 100 yards at this rate. He stinks. I watched him against the.
Didn't
Raiders.
He throw four times?
Yeah, I know, against the Giants. Great. Big deal. That was one game. How about the last two?
Well, listen, let's put it this. Let me be the bearer of bad news. Your starting quarterback, who you love, had one good victory the entire year, and that was a game he got hurt and went out for the season. That was his only respectable win all season. The Carolina win was not a respectable one at that time because they weren't who they were at the end of the year. You beat them when they weren't who they are at the end of the year.
On the schedule. Really? Now you're trying to
But you
come on, man.
No. I'm just saying, if you look at the season, you really had one respectable on the road win in Los at the Rams. But then again, you look at who the Rams lost to at home this year, and was it really? They lost to Washington at home, they lost to Seattle at home. So they who did they really beat at home? So I don't even know if the Rams are who we think they are either. So we'll see. I don't think the Rams are who we think they are. Gurley is the real deal. The quarterback's the real deal. But as a team, are they going to win? We don't know yet.
Well, I mean, you keep
we'll saying
see. If, I like that assessment.
No, I mean, you keep saying if. Well, I mean, you know what they always say. If my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. All right?
I taught you that line.
Yeah.
He's trying to throw his own
and
line.
And you misquote it.
The way it is this.
You can't throw the man's line at him. You know he's going to call you out on it.
and he said it wrong. It's if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I had to correct you there. But no, Mike, listen. I mean, you can say that about every single team in the NFL. All right? You got to give the teams that have over 10 wins a pat on the back and say, you're a good damn team. And I think the Eagles, the Steelers, the Patriots, the I don't know if the Bills, but, you know, some of the teams in the playoffs are good teams. And I'm looking at the Falcons, even though they have 10, I don't know if they're a good team. I really don't. I don't know. I think the Rams are a good team. I do. I mean, you know, you got to give credit where
it's find out. Metal sharpens metal, right? So the good teams are going to, you know, come out of the fire in this one, I think. I don't think with the choices that we have this year, I think it's going to come down to truly the best teams. I don't think road or home is going to play a factor this year. We have some really good quarterbacks and some really good defenses playing against those quarterbacks. So it was a thing. Steel sharpens steel. I think we're going to find out who the cream of the crop is. I don't think New England has a shot this year. I really don't. Because if we go back to that Steelers game, not just because I'm a homer, but if that was a catch and a touchdown and the Steelers won and we were now on the streak versus a bad call that overturned it and changed the outcome of that game, we wouldn't be talking about New England as this juggernaut. They didn't do anything to win that game. Mm-hmm. It was just a terrible call at the end of a game. That rule needs to be overturned. Once you cross the goal line, the play should be over, regardless of the going to the ground. But that's separate. That's a separate issue I don't want to talk about anymore. It still hurts.
He's right. Yeah, I mean,
but we wouldn't be talking about New England as juggernaut.
It was a bad call. And not to mention, regardless of that call, you know, if Roethlisberger would have spiked the ball and they would have actually thought out a play, they still could have won. I think that hurry up all
exactly.
That throw across the middle was a bad choice. If he would have spiked the ball and they would have formulated a play, they probably would have won that game because the Patriots defense was not stopping them. And they were on the 1 yard line. So, he shouldn't have rushed it.
Yeah. And Tom's stats are going down on the back half of the year, just like I predicted before the season started. I said, he's 40 years old. Father Time's going to catch him. Watch his numbers game to game. They're going to decline on the back half of the year. And I was right. Just like it happened to Brett Favre when he was that age, just like it happened to Peyton Manning, they literally hit a wall and the numbers drop. The accuracy falls off. Their timing is off. So, like, all we got to worry about is Gronk. All anybody in the playoffs has to worry about is Gronk. To put two on Gronk, and play man on everybody else, and Tom is basically middle-of-the-road kind of quarterback at this age.
No, just piss Gronk off, and he'll elbow you in the back of the head and get kicked out of the game. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm all for that, too.
That's that's what I do. I would just trash talk him the whole game until he tries to hit me. There you go.
Yeah, he has some growing to do as this.
Absolutely.
But I will say this, okay. And I said this when it happened, after it happened. Steelers got screwed. They should have won that game.
Absolutely.
But the fact is
the better team did not.
Yeah, no, I agree. But sometimes the better team doesn't win games. Like when the Eagles played the Seahawks. I don't think the Seahawks are a better team. Clearly, they're not even in it.
Like
they're not even stiff in the playoffs.
Yep.
But the fact is we lost that. We have to accept it and move on. And we did. So, and again, Mike Steelers, he doesn't keep bringing it up. He's not talking about it. And I commend him for that. But the fans that can't let things go are the ones who have the most pain.
I'm going to not speak.
Why? Oh, because of the...
because of you, yeah. I'm not going to...
Because of the Titans?
No, just continue.
But, I mean, really, I look at it and I say, are the best teams really playoffs? And I don't know. Are they? I mean, I'm looking at it. I mean, I see the Vikings. Yeah, okay, Case Keenum. He's, you know who he is. And other than that, I'm looking at teams like the Seahawks. Why are they not in it? Packers.
I don't believe in them.
Aside.
Well, they got decimated.
Yeah, they're decimated. Packers, Seahawks. I think they're both better than the Rams and the Vikings. Eagles,
I don't.
They stink now because they don't. If Carson Wentz was in there, it'd be a different story.
The Seahawks and the Packers are not. Packers with Aaron Rodgers from the beginning of the season, no injury, yes. Packers as they are now, and even the Seahawks as they are now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Seahawks. I think they were overrated all season.
Well,
they are not better than either.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Mike. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, I think right now.
You're saying the best teams didn't. Did they make it in?
Just listen.
Trying to say
the Eagles. Right now, I don't think, and they are, and I got it, but I don't think the Eagles should have any business being in the playoffs either because it's just a wasted spot. We're not going to get to see the best product. We're not going to get to see the best. We're not going to get to see that. We're seeing a team with Nick Foles. He stinks. They're one and done. It's like whoever plays the Eagles in the second round has basically a first-round bye or a second-round bye, whatever you want to call it, because that team knows they're going in there knowing, okay, we play Nick Foles. Like, really, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but that could be their ruin.
Oh, stop. Do you hear what I'm saying, Mike? Do you agree?
They're going to let their guard down. And...
Do you agree?
I get what you're saying. But listen, the same can be said about a lot of teams, like the ones you mentioned, that aren't in the playoffs because they lost their guys. You just happen to get in. Listen, you got there, and all you need to do is be in it to have a shot. Those other teams aren't in it. They don't have a shot. You're absolutely right that if Aaron Rodgers played all season, they'd be in the playoffs for a 10th consecutive year. I don't have a doubt in my mind. I don't have a doubt in my mind that if Cam Chancellor didn't go down and Sherman didn't go down, that the Seahawks would be in there. They lost too many games by a missed field goal to not be in the playoffs. But that's they grabbed Blair Walsh. That's their fault. He kept Minnesota out a couple of years ago. That's on them for having a bad kicker. They only lost a couple of games by field goals. But you also got teams like the Houston Texans, who lost J.J. Watt again for a second consecutive year, and probably what would have been the rookie of the year this year in Deshaun Watson, they lost him too, and that their whole season got turned around. But next year, I guarantee they would not only win that division, but I think they're fighting for the AFC Championship next year if they stay healthy with Deshaun Watson and with that receiving core, and if they get a good running back in the draft.
I think
they're going to be the comeback team. So.
All those
be happy you snuck in and you're going to get to see them 2 weeks in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because there's 30 teams that aren't going to be able to say that, or 28 teams that aren't going to be able to say, my team's in the second week of the playoffs. So you're there. You're one of those four.
Care, though. Wow, they're in the second week. Like, who cares? Why am I supposed to?
And then they could be playing the sixth seed. But wait, they're going to be playing possibly a sixth seed. They beat the sixth seed. They're going to advance to the third round, and now they're in the NFC Championship. You would take an NFC Championship. Not every season ends with a Super Bowl appearance or win. It only does that for two people to get in and one to win.
Mike, Nick Foles versus Matt Ryan. Come on, stop. Stop. Like, that's over. It's already over before you even play it.
Yeah, but Matt Ryan versus the Eagles defense at the top
of
their game.
I got it.
That makes it a little easier.
Matt Ryan playing in an outdoor game on the road isn't the same Matt Ryan that plays in a dome in warm weather.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. hope that I pray to God that I don't even care which of the four teams go against the Eagles or the three teams. I pray to God that the Eagles win just so I could spend the first hour of the show after just laughing at you. That's all I want to do. I just want to spend the first hour just laughing at you. Yeah.
I agree.
Even if Foles goes for like 12-43 with 8 interceptions and 12 yards, like I don't care. Just that they won solely. That would even make it better because that means they won solely based on their defense and running game or something like that.
Mike,
and I'd be laughing. Mike, we're up against it. Mike will call up and
right.
Where he's from and start right. Laughing with me. Yeah.
I promise I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mike. We're up against it. Talking about ants with balls and stuff.
We'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
All right, man. Go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
All right. There he is. He had to throw the Go Steelers in there. Mike from Bethlehem, a.k.a. Tatami.
Mike from Tatami.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who he is. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
So why did he change it at the end of the season?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's go to line number 7. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Rob from Danielsville, Pennsylvania, a.k.a. Vikings Guru.
I heard the beginning.
Oh, skull, skull.
hey, no, it's skull to the bowl. Skull to the bowl.
What does that mean? You never answered me last week. What does that mean?
What does skull mean? It's just, it means salute. Salute to good nature.
Yeah, that's weak. Speaking of weak, how's your Vikings? they beat that really good Bears team, which is combined for 2 of their wins this year. What are you feeling, Rob? Really, tell me what you're feeling. I don't want to hear about the Eagles yet. I want to hear solely on what you're feeling. And that news came out this week about Sam Bradford's now back, as if anyone gives a crap about that.
Yeah.
But what are you feeling about the Vikings?
What am I feeling about Bradford? What am I feeling about the Vikings? Maybe Bradford will go back to Philly for a game.
Yeah, we could use them.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Here's what I think's happening. First of all, you are absolutely on par with Foles. You guys are one and done.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, we have home field advantage throughout.
Wait, that's assuming
Vikings are going to win.
I don't think you're going to. No.
What are you out of here? You can't win in Minnesota. Even the analysts are saying you can't win in Minnesota.
Why?
It's too loud. We already beat the Rams up there 31-7. We beat the Saints. I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Really?
Which wall? Which wall is that?
We got MVP quarterback Case Keenum.
Seriously, what did he just say?
He said MVP quarterback Case Keenum.
And you guys are so rough.
No, you know he's on MVP, right? Come on. Come on, man. He's on MVP. Stop. But did he drop off? Rob, you there?
Robbie.
What happened to him?
Oh, no.
What happened to him?
I was really getting into that.
I'm here.
There he is. Rob.
That connection up in Danielsville needs to get checked.
Oh, did you actually lose me, or were you kidding?
No, we couldn't hear you.
We couldn't hear you at all.
Oh, wow.
Lost you.
Oh, wow.
Or that was just wishful thinking. No, tell me about the real quickly, though. I want to know this.
No, Rob, continue to berate Mike. I like
it. No.
Keep going.
No. Do you really believe that this team is going to win the Super Bowl? Because who cares if you just go to the Super Bowl and make an appearance? Do you think the Vikings team is capable of winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I do, for one reason.
As a Vikings fan, why would you ask that?
It's going to be a home game, and we got a great defense. And you know what defense wins Super Bowls. I got a good feeling about this year. And I'll be in the stands for that one.
You know, at this point, when you call next week, Rob, you know what I'm going to say? Have at it. Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win it all. That's it. Like, I've been so sick of this call every single week that the Vikings are the best. The Vikings do this. The Vikings do that. Hey, how about the Vikings? So, you know what? Next week, I'm just gonna throw my hands up and say, fine. There you go.
I quite thoroughly enjoy what he calls.
It's all right. There you go. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
But hey.
What?
You now Foles as quarterback. You and everyone else in Philly turning your back on your team.
I didn't turn my back.
All right, we're sticking with the guns. Hey, Bradford went down. Cook went down. Case Keenum rises to the top. Latavius Murray, McKinnon. Hey, we fought through it. The Eagles, they didn't have the depth to do it. But the Vikings, hey, the Vikings faithful is out there. And you know what? Skull to the bowl. Just remember that. Skull to the bowl.
Oh, my God. I am just, like, so over this. Skull to the bowl. You know what? Next week. No.
Well, next week, we're still going to be talking about the same things because we didn't play yet. But in 2 weeks, you'll find out when we put a whooping on whoever comes to Minnesota. Eagles lose home field advantage. I would imagine the Saints are probably going to come to Minnesota for the NFC Championship game. Because I think the Saints is the second strongest team right now.
In my ear, he's very annoying, Rob. Can you please spell skull? My co-host wants you to spell skull. He can hear me.
Spell him?
Yeah, spell skull. You keep saying it, you should know how to spell.
Skol.
Skol. Okay.
Skol. All right.
Was that like a wise-ass comment?
Yeah, it wasn't like a wise-ass comment. Yeah,
so
over it.
It actually sounded like Rob. I thought Rob was
talking. So, Mike, you're really on this Foles guy pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, because he stinks.
He hates him.
He stinks.
Well, you were right when I talked to you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You said it. You called it 2 weeks ago that he was going to stink.
He's got awful. He's got awful.
He is.
Like, I don't know what else to do. Really. Pick a different favorite.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. He should have lost that. You guys should have lost to the Raiders. He almost handed that game to you.
But listen. And I'll say this.
Maybe
all right.
Become a Vikings fan, Mike.
Stop. I actually want a good quarterback. Once Carson – you are so lucky. You are so lucky, Rob, because if your stupid-ass team makes it to the Super Bowl, you thank one man. And that's – yeah.
Whoa.
You can woe that, all right? You can thank
– You thank
man.
Who?
Thank Carson Wentz. Because that's the only damn reason you'll get there. Because Carson Wentz is not on the field. Because if we had Carson Wentz, I guarantee you, we would be in the Super Bowl in your precious little Minnesota stadium. And we would be in the Super Bowl, and you'd be watching us on the couch come Super Bowl Sunday. So that's all I have to say about that. Rob, we're up against it. So just we'll talk to you next week. I'm just so over this skull nonsense. All right, Rob.
Wait, Rob, before you go, can you say school?
All right, guys. Well, hey, Happy New Year. I'll talk to you guys next week. I'm feeling the Viking love.
Oh, God. Jesus, God, enough. But no, I mean, really, like, if we had Carson Wentz, guess what? We would be in the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know it's true. I mean, you know it's true.
Yeah, no.
So. That's that.
Now, your local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel, someplace he never worked. So that makes a lot of sense. At least have like a Fox 29 thing or something.
You're
all right.
Don't talk to yourself, man.
All right. We got our weatherman here. Rob Garino, and he's going to talk to us. I have a bone to pick here with him. Before he comes on the line, I just want to say this. It's been bone-chilling cold to the point where it's almost annoying, and we get nothing. We get these 2 to 3 inch snowstorms, probably another one coming tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches, 3 to 6, whatever.
Ooh.
Why can't we just get a big snowstorm with this? Because guess what? Then that decent-looking storm Monday and Tuesday, oh, hurry up, warm up to 35 degrees, and it's all rain, and then right back down to the into the tank, bone-chilling cold. I don't get it. We get a storm, and it hurry up and warms up.
Yeah, rains on my birthday.
Yeah, like, it's awful. So with that, Rob Garino, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. The usual whining from you. I bring you snow. It's not the right day. I bring you cold. The snow is too cold. You're like Goldilocks. What is it? Remember, the porridge is never just right.
but then when you do tell them that it's going to be a snowy winter, then it's like, oh, but wait, can we have it snow on these specific days, please? Like, I can't have it on this day.
This guy's unbelievable.
Rob.
Now, what do you want the weather to be for the playoff game? Is that going to be a problem, too, because it's going to be winter? Am I going to – is it below 50, you're going to be crying?
It's been cold this entire time, and now all of a sudden, looks like that weekend, the weekend of the 13th, it's going to be warmer, so it might be like 35, 40 degrees. Like, are you kidding me? It's been so cold this whole time, and then once we get a playoff game here, oh, hurry up, make it a little bit easier for Drew Brees to come here and slash us. That's what I'm looking at it like.
Is that who we got? I haven't been following the football, or we don't know
more
yet.
More than likely, yeah, that's who we're going to have more
you
than
have
likely.
You have either Carolina, New Orleans, or Atlanta.
Who's the third team, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll work on that. But I don't know if the weather's going to be that much of a factor. If it's cold, these guys have played in the cold and probably college and other stuff. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be – the cold weather's not going to make that much difference for some teams. I think if it shows rain to it. I sound what?
You sound defeated. You just you even know it's over. You do.
No, I don't think it's over at all. I honestly, down here in Florida, there's a lot of Eagles fans down here, more than I thought. Everybody's pretty optimistic. I think that's how you got to look at it. I think with the defense, it may surprise us. They may create some turnovers that help Nick Foles, and we squeak it out. I think we win the first game. I do. I think the second game is going to be the challenge, and that's, you know, we'll face that when we get to the second one if we get there. I think we win the first one, though. I do. I think the home field wins the first one.
Wow.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. This team's one and done. Nick Foles thinks. I hope you're seeing that now for these last two.
What do you mean one and done? There's not even you're not even giving the one. One and done means they win one game. You're like, they're just done. There isn't even a one.
That's true.
You know what I mean. I think they're in and they're out. I mean, you made it.
I think it means they have one game and then that's it.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, one and done. Goodbye. Nice knowing you. See you next year.
Oh, yeah, well, you can look at that as one win and done. Yeah, I get it. Right. Okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think they win it. I think they win it by a field goal. Low scoring game. I think the D's going to surprise us. They're going to get up for it. I think the crowd's going to get the D jacked up, and they're going to throw some funky looking defenses at whoever it is, and we squeak it out like 17-14. So I'm giving you my call already. I don't care who you plug in there.
Oh, wow.
I do.
Yeah.
So, Rob,
I can see it.
Yeah, I can't. So I don't really know what's going on with the weather because somebody took me off their texting service, I think.
I think that's got to do with that phone you have, you know. Or my weather service simply said, no whiners allowed.
Come on.
Got an anti-whining
problem. They saw the word stop because I said stop lowering the amount, and then that said, okay, you have been unsubscribed.
You did. You opted out.
Wait. What?
That's what you did.
I can't
text. Stop. And to opt back in, you got to pay me $1 million.
Well, no, I mean, really, though. It's like, you got to get me back in. back in on that, though, Rob. I feel so disconnected with the world of weather right now. I don't even know what – I mean, I don't know your thoughts on this story.
What, why are you disconnected when you hate it? You hate it anyway, so don't you want to be disconnected from it?
I don't hate it. All I'm saying is it's just annoying. Like, we're, I'm supposed to get all busted up over 3 inches of snow? Like, I don't know. What's the latest on this storm?
Well, I'm looking at some new stuff coming in now. I feel a little interesting that the new, this is called a high-resolution radar, and it kind of has a dry patch over the area for a little while here this morning that may bring these totals down a little bit. I want to see how real this is. Most of the snow is going to be through the area from about, say, 6 a.m. to... looking at some information about 1 p.m. So it's a very quick moving storm. This is a very interesting storm because this thing is deepening, or you probably heard the word bombing out, meaning it's going through explosive development right now, kind of like a hurricane when it goes through a Category 5, not to that degree, obviously, like with those hurricanes we had this summer. But again, we talked all fall about these warm temperatures off the Atlantic that fueled the hurricanes. I think this is happening again with the winter storm. There's some people and the weather experts saying they've never seen a storm predicted to rapid, you know, increase or rapidly increase this quickly ever, as almost twice as fast as a nor'easter blows up. The reason why we're not getting a lot of snow is it's a little further east than normal, and it's going very quickly, as in its forward motion. It's got its foot on the pedal. If you had slowed this down, Philly, Allentown will be looking at 25 to 30 with this type of storm. And it flashed that last week a couple of times on the weather models, but it's just going too fast. So what we're left is this little, you know, piece of the storm that's out of here and out of here pretty quickly. You got to remember, it's only January 3rd, January 4th. So we've got a lot of winter ahead. There may be some breaks here, but there's a lot of winter ahead. And I think overall the winter has cut off to pretty cold and snowy starts compared to what most winters are by now. I think we've had 3 or 4 or 5 events in some spots of snow and ice and stuff. So, you know, this one's reminding us it's January, you know?
Are we looking still around like 3 inches of snow, or are we upping that or lowering that or what?
Looking at this new stuff literally just coming in, I may lower it a little bit, actually. I'm a little interested in that I think the model tries to steal some dry or bring in some dry air and move the energy off the coast sooner tonight. So overall, I would probably say, I gotta take a look at this new number. This is a weird looking map. It almost took the snow right out of Pennsylvania, this new radar run. And put it up. Yeah, I mean, this could be breaking news here, but it does a pretty dramatic cutoff of dry air coming in there. It's got every theme in the world here going on.
So,
are people even listening to me? Because there's all these theme music behind me. People, if you're there, I don't know, call in and say, shut that stuff off.
He does play it at the opportune time, right when you're talking. So nobody can hear what you're saying.
This is the same guy that opted out of the weather service and wants to get back in as he blocks my talking.
Yeah.
So wait, you're basically saying this storm is going to be like the Eagles, one and done. Like it's pretty much, that's what you're saying.
I don't know if we're going to go there yet because this is only 1 hour. And this thing updates every hour, and I don't know if it's just picking up a dry patch of air. So we're going to stick with our numbers for now. We'll go Philly's going to be in that 3 to 5 range. Maybe an inch or so, inch or two up in the Lehigh Valley, possibly an inch, maybe two, but I go with an inch up there. We'll probably know in the next hour or two to see how real this is. But it is interesting to watch how it's trying to block out some moisture these next few hours where it was supposed to start. So we'll see. But we'll stick to our numbers for now. What's the deal with Sunday?
Monday.
Oh, not much there. That's a very weak system. That's a rain or snow. It may start off as a little ice because the ground is so cold from the weekend.
So you may get some rain that sticks to the road and sidewalks, and freezing rain, but it's not a big event. There's something later in the week that could be snow. Next Thursday, Friday, there's also something else we're watching, and then we might get into a little break there right around the time of the game, like you said. So.
Wait, Thursday, Friday, there's something?
Yeah. Something's trying to get going out there. Maybe go to the north, but some of the models are picking on something up, maybe a couple inches of snow. It's still early in the game here because, you know, I've mentioned this before about this missing data in Alaska that we usually get into these weather models, these weather balloons, that nobody's out there to put them up. So models are having a really tough time this year picking up on stuff. It gets it, then loses it, and then at the last minute it spins up. It's a tough year for us because, you know, it's kind of like we're playing without Carson Wentz. We're playing without even Nick Foles, basically. So we're missing some important pieces of the puzzle at the Eagles. What's that?
Is that why some of the storms have been coming in, you know, higher accumulations than predicted?
All of them have, almost all of them. And that happens maybe once a winter, once every two winters. We've had it like four or five in a row. So we know something's wrong here because these models are very finely tuned, and they have 250,000 equations a second. They look at everything globally, and they're usually pretty good within about 24 hours out. They don't make too many mistakes, but we've seen a lot of, you know, storms just kind of go, whoa, you know, 12 to 18 hours out. And, you know, you can look at the pattern, but still it's a little tougher. It's a lot tougher for us forecasting this year because we even put that into a lot of our forecasts for our plow companies that use us. We have like hundreds and hundreds of plow companies that base their trucks and when they go out, when they salt on what we give them. It's very technical stuff. And we've been telling them, look, because of this missing data, this is going to be tougher 3 days out, 5 days out than it used to be. Just be patient with us and go with it. But even the local TV guys there, I'm sure it's tough on them too, because everybody looks at the same stuff. It's how you analyze it, basically.
Right. Rob, before we get off here, can I ask you something?
You just did.
Can I please?
A question with a question? Yes.
No. Can you fix the texting thing?
Yes, I will fix it right after this phone call.
All right.
Sure, it will.
Awesome. then I'll be back in the.
I am pissed off.
Right. Exactly. Never signed. I am pissed off about it. Rob, hey, at least listen. If I'm going to leave with one thing, I'm going to say this. Let's go FREF model.
Oh, the service. You're looking over at that thing? That's a good model, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good models.
Yeah.
You are a weather junkie. You're looking at
or the JMA.
No.
Hey, I know
the JMA is kamikaze model. The JMA is whatever you want snow and you feel bad, you just go look at that thing because every storm's a giant storm on that model. That's the Japanese model.
Well,
it is. That's what it's called. JMA, Japan Meteorological Agency.
JMA
so
model.
It's really the Japanese model.
What is wrong with you? Just save it, man.
All right, Rob.
You do it enough in a show.
And by the way, people listening from the Jersey Shore are getting some pretty good weather tonight. Near blizzard, they got a blizzard warning up there, and I think that's pretty nasty weather tomorrow. So be careful out there driving because it'll be rough down there. Not as much Philly and north and west. So it's a lot of wind.
Yep. I hear you. All right. There he is, Robbie G. Check in, and we'll talk to him next week. Thanks, Rob, for coming on.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Take it easy,
you
Rob.
Too. There he is, Rob Guarino, our weather guy. Yeah.
A friend of mine posted a video. She lives in Savannah, Georgia, and it's snowing down there. They're getting it.
All right. Let's go to the pick. We have a shorter segment only because it's, you know, we have like four games. So first.
There you go.
The first, there we go, probably the first and the worst, the Titans are at the Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy.
Love the Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy.
No, I love the Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy.
What's your prediction?
Obviously, I'm going to
All right, I'm going Chiefs 23, Titans 17. Your thoughts?
Going Titans. I'm going to go Titans 29.
All right. Then we have the Falcons at the Rams. As much as I want the Falcons to win because I want to play them, Rams win this game. Rams win this game 35-28. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams as well. I'm going to say 30-28.
Okay. Bills at the Jaguars. Good job. You made the playoffs. First time in 99. And you're the one. Jags win this game, and it's not even close. Jaguars will win this game 31-17.
Oh, that's funny. I have 35-17.
Yeah. Okay. And then probably the best out of these games. Panthers are at the Saints. Much as I want the Panthers to win, yeah, the Saints win this game. It is going to be a shootout. I don't know who said that, but Saints.
Derek.
A couple of people actually said shootout. Derek actually said the Panthers.
Right, but he said shootout.
Yeah, I think the Saints win this game. Saints win this game 38-31. Your thoughts?
I have the Saints winning 28-26. And by the way, it was Derek. He had Carolina winning 40-35.
I think, by the way, all the games I picked, except for the Bills-Jaguars, are within one score.
Yeah, they are.
So,
well, hopefully we have a good weekend. You know what I noticed about tonight's show?
What?
We didn't really talk to as many callers as we usually do, but we had a plethora, yes, I used the word plethora, of drop calls.
Yeah,
a lot of impatient
why.
People. Guys, just wait on the line. We'll get to you. I promise we'll get to you.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they don't feel like waiting, that's
just
too bad.
I'm just saying. Hey, I'm just saying.
We have a lot to say.
I want to talk to the people. You know, it's good.
I want to talk to them, too. But I want to also bring the alacrity and have the good conversations that we usually have.
Oh, you're just trying to.
Which is really about the.
After I just said plethora, you're trying to put in a word that means alacrity.
Yeah, I would say it.
Like your vernacular is so great.
The wild card weekend should be interesting, to say the least. Very predictable, but I think here again.
I don't know if it is predictable.
It's going to be ugly.
With the exception, I think that one's very predictable, but the other ones we could be surprised.
You don't think Falcons
could beat the Rams. Titans can beat the Chiefs. And the Panthers can beat the Saints.
They can.
I'm not saying they will.
What cam are you getting? That's the question.
That's what I'm saying. If you get the Super Bowl winning cam,
he's goofy. He's goofy.
I think he's a crybaby. I personally don't like him, but
yeah. Well, stranger things have happened. I think next week I'm going to be on here. Maybe I'll be a little bit more fired up. It's just so hard to be. Yeah, it's just so hard to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
you live in the neg.
I don't live in the neg. I live in the real. And living in
the
real.
You live in the really neg area.
All right. And with that, we will see you right here. Same One Sports Talk channel.